A tired heart begins anew when faith returns pure and true. When faith returns pure and true, spiritual renewal.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another special Eid transmission of this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. When you are making dua for yourself, your family, your community, remember the ummah also. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, in many parts of the world, it is the joyous day of Eid al-Fitr. And yes, Eid is a time of building, maintaining, strengthening our bonds with our family members, with our community. It is a time of showing shukr, gratitude, gratefulness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given us. Because whatever I have, I certainly have much more than many people out there. Even if I have a little, there's always somebody else who has much less than myself. So always show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about us, you, me, individually, living our best life. We have just come out from Ramadan Sharif. And whilst Eid is a day to celebrate within the ambit of the Sharia, that there must not be any intermingling between ghayr maharim, there must not be any music or any type of haram things taking place. Express joy within the Sharia. Show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us so many bounties, so many blessings. But living your life to the fullest, I think every human being wants this. We all want to live this short life because we don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where, but it's going to happen that life will be gone very quickly. So we want to live to gain the maximum benefit, every one of us. We want to make the best of this short life. We don't want to miss out on anything in life. We want to enjoy ourselves. And you can enjoy yourself, like the day of Eid, where there's all smiles and there's happiness and shukr and gratitude, and families are getting together and delicious meals and the kids are playing and subhanallah, amazing. Of course, there will be many families, Muslim families, that even on the day of Eid, they don't have these opportunities, these facilities. Imagine if you have the capability of putting a smile on the face of some poor family members, poor Muslims. Allahu Akbar. What reward there will be. When that person makes dua for you, Allah. How many Muslim youth, Muslim children are in orphanages? How many of our senior Muslim citizens are in old age homes? Think about that also. Go spend some time there. On Eid day, half an hour, 1 hour. If you can, give them a meal, give them some gifts. And then you meet up at home. So yes, there's nothing wrong in living a comfortable life and enjoying your life, but within the precincts, the boundaries of Islam. There must not be wastage. There must not be extravagance or showing off. Then, if you do it with good intentions, so living your best life doesn't mean that you have to deprive yourself of everything and just focus on the afterlife. Yes, the main focus must be for salvation in the grave and on the day of judgment. But live a comfortable life, live a decent life without any pompousness, without any show, ostentation, without luxury, extravagance and wastage. That's what is condemned in Islam. I want to share with you three main factors that if we focus on these things, then inshallah ta'ala, we will live this short, precious life and gain the maximum benefit. Before we dive into that, let's recall the lovely hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini, Khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Life is short, time is fast. It's not how long you live, it's how you live. How am I living my life? Question to ask ourselves, how am I living my life? Am I fulfilling my purpose as a Muslim or not? There are consequences to my actions, to what I say, what I do, what I see, what I hear. There's a day of accountability that's going to arrive. Because we believe this world is not the be-all and end-all. That there is something after death. There is a reality of the grave in barzakh. There is resurrection. There is accountability in the day of judgment. And there is either the gardens of paradise or the flames of the fire. All depending on how I individually lived my life. So in the pursuit of pleasure, in running after materialism, what if because of neglecting my purpose as a believer, as a Muslim, my name is called out that you go to the hellfire? Then what? Who's going to help me? All because I wanted to live a good life, I wanted to live my best life, but I did it in the wrong way. Instead of choosing Islamic values, teachings, I choose the opposite. So yes, we can live this life to our fullest capacity. But believe me, that only truly lies in following what the Quran teaches, in following what the blessed ahadith orders, in following the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It's the perfect lifestyle. Everything else is the opposite. It teaches us how to live as a decent human being. It teaches us how to fulfill our purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us how to gain maximum benefit from this short life. So we'll talk more about this. Let's listen. Let's watch a beautiful kalam. And we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai.
Na koi aap jaisa hai.
کوئی یوسف سے پوچھے مصطفیٰ کا حسن کیسا ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا، اے جلوہ جانانا، آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانا، جلوائے جانانا،
آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانا،
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا،
جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، ہر دل بن میں خانہ، ہر ہو پیمانہ، ہر دل بن میں خانہ، میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، جلوائے جانانا،
گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، چھوٹے اب سنگے در جانانا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانانا،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانا، جلوائے جانانا،
اے جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پیتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانا،
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا،
ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع مزا تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. I'm sure that you enjoyed that kalam. You can find this kalam and many others by different reciters on YouTube by following our official page called Naat Production. So continue listening, reciting, get your offspring used to listening and reciting. Inshallah ta'ala, it will help to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt Athar and Awliyaullah in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whatever fun we have in this world, there will come that day where we cannot enjoy it anymore. The person may become bored. We want something else. The novelty is removed. We want more because the nafs desires more. the nafs is never satisfied. And then to fill that void, that gap, that hole, mostly people turn towards wrong things, towards the entertainment industry, towards alcohol, towards drugs, clubs, pubs, music, and so forth. What is missing in reality to fill that emptiness is ruhaniya, spirituality. And only Islam offers this. There are three things in particular. If we work on hard and smart, and we put in our efforts, we strive and focus on these things, subhanAllah azza wa jal, life will become enjoyable. Even if there are calamities, even if there are difficulties, even the day of Eid, subhanAllah azza wa jal, we can have fun, enjoyment. But again, within the rules of the Sharia. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled the earth with countless bounties and wondrous blessings, making life enjoyable. And despite the multitude of trials and tribulations that we face, some more than others, still, life tastes sweeter than honey. Maybe this is one of the reasons that we want to live, we wish to live a long life. A long life does not necessarily mean living for more years. Rather, it is living more. There's a difference. Living more years or living more in the time that you have allotted to you. It is a case of quantity versus quality. A person who is suffering from long-term physical or mental health issues, which severely restrict his normal daily life, his daily living, he cannot truly have a fulfilling life, even if he lives for 100 years. In this day and age, most of us associate the quality of life with what things? Good health, secure finances, material possessions, esteem, and having a good reputation, having contacts and connections. But in reality, if we take a step back and we really think about this, it's actually a flawed notion, an outdated notion, rather a holistic approach is required to live your best life, to live a high quality life. And this necessarily must incorporate three main factors. What are they? Your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. If there is an imbalance with regards to any one of these, then life will be out of balance. So we need to give proper attention to each one. And so very briefly, we'll go through these three dimensions, which are the very makeup of human life, which enhances the quality of life at every level. And this is what is known as, or is called, mind, body, soul. So we'll briefly learn how to experience practically a good quality life in these three domains, so that we live a fulfilling life. And that's what everybody wants. Every individual wants happiness in their life, wants sukoon, tranquility,
peace, safety, security, and wants to live a fulfilling life.
We'll start with physical health. And listen to this amazing fact. The human body is made up of approximately 37 trillion cells, which can't be seen by the naked eye. These cells have different functions. And cells that perform similar functions, they work together to form the organs of the body, the brain, the eyes, the lungs, kidneys, heart, skin, etc. When all of these organs function effectively, the individual will be considered as having good physical health, right? Our organs, they require energy to function. Where does this energy come from? Our food. That's why we eat food. But in the food culture that we live in today, you know, as they say, some people eat to live and others live to eat. It's happening today. This mukbang and all of these things where they compete with each other, that if you eat food that is prepared for 10 people, if you eat, one person eats it within this stipulated time, the meal is free. What wastage, what foolishness is this? And people are starving. Amazing. So our energy to sustain our bodies, for us to operate properly, that energy which is required from food, what we consume, is therefore necessary that we consume things that are wholesome for the mind and the body. Because that energy that we are getting from what we are eating will help us to perform our daily tasks. It's going to help the internal bodily functions, like pumping of the heart, transportation of the blood, digestion of food, maintaining the body temperature, etc. Now imagine, if I require so much of energy for the day, and so I require so much of food from which energy can be extracted for my body to use and function properly. If I'm addicted to ultra-processed foods, to foods that taste delicious but have little or no nutritional value, no real energy, I'm going to get full. I'm going to enjoy it for a few seconds on my taste buds, on my tongue. And once it goes down, it's doing damage. It's making me full, but it's not giving me the required energy for the cells to function, for the organs to work at its maximum pace. So with this physiological description, we can see that there are basically two aspects to our physical health. Your calorie intake through eating, and your calorie expenditure through exercise, through bodily functions, metabolism. It is essential to maintain good physical health. Our foods, what we consume, should have an adequate amount of carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and other essential nutrients. We should have set times for meals. Limit your eating at night to approximately 3 hours before sleeping. Try to replace deep fried foods with steamed, baked, or grilled options. In fact, limit your snacks. Opt for healthy snacks like dry fruits, nuts, so many different varieties of nuts, fruits, vegetables. This must be an essential component of our diet. For children especially, a daily intake of some milk is needed. Avoid tobacco products. Alcohol, you know, is forbidden in Islam and can cause major damage to every single organ of the body. And with that, there must be some type of proper movement of the body. Not just getting up, having the breakfast, going to the car, and jumping off at work, coming back home, and there's no real activity taking place. The body is not really moving a lot. So there must be some adequate level of exercise. Many people, especially office workers, live sedentary lifestyles that, you know, for so many hours on end, just stuck in one position at the desk, the eyes fixed and glued to the monitors, to the screens. How much of walking? And walking is the best. Walking, you don't need, it's free. But I need discipline to introduce and to be consistent that on a daily basis, start with 10 to 12 minutes a day. No matter what it is, this is my time to walk. Islamic sisters can do so in the comfort of their homes. Choose a room or choose a passage. Or if it's safe to go outside where there's no strange men that are able to see. Or maybe a park, go with the family if there are no security concerns. And then you increase your 12 to 25, 26, 30, 30, 40, 41, 45. 1 hour, 60 minutes, 2 hours, 120 minutes, split it up. Maybe half an hour, half an hour, half an hour, half an hour. It is mentioned that 150 minutes of moderate, intense exercise in a week, is required to be considered as an adequate level of exercise. So divide it. If you're taking Monday to Friday, that's half an hour a day. His Eminence, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a great saint and scholar of Islam who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us, try to aim daily for 45 minutes of walking. 45 minutes every day. The first 15 minutes should be of a brisk walk, a fast walk, at a fast pace, where you must break out a sweat. The next 15 at your normal pace, and the last 15, again, at a fast pace. This also has a psychological effect. If you're doing this every day, start off small, 12 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, start off. But consistency is important, must be done every day. And if you're doing this every day, automatically your mind is going to send those hormones, that make you feel great, like I'm doing something. Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least something I'm doing, you know, to keep fit. So psychologically, this helps. And that will bring us to the next category, which is mental health. But before mental health, subhanAllah azza wa jal, you know, let us make a firm intention of rectifying any wrongs in our lives. If I'm used to those highly ultra-processed foods from takeouts, opt for healthier foods, which would generally be in your home. You know what you're cooking, you know what the spouse is cooking. You make sure there's hygiene, it's clean. So opt for that. The second category of mental health. Now, our mental health is more important than our physical health. Sadly, we pay less attention to this. You can never truly benefit from your physical health if your mental health is in chaos. Let's give an example. A person who is suffering from depression, maybe acute depression, or anxiety, panic attacks, they will never enjoy their life. Even if they don't have a single physical health problem, they could be physically fit, but if there's instability in the mind, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, it's unhealthy, there's an imbalance, they can't enjoy their life. Because this mental health or mental ill health is a hidden state of mind. Can't be seen. The individual who has it is experiencing it. Yes, they can explain to you. And many people suffer in silence. Many have very little understanding of mental health problems within our societies, within our homes. So it makes it difficult to detect, to diagnose, or to treat these mental health problems. And it's sad that in some cases, there's a stigma attached to anybody who is suffering from a health problem, mental health problem, because people then feel ashamed. They feel guilty. They feel that they don't have confidence to express themselves because others are going to judge them. What can we do to improve our mental health? It takes effort. It takes time. But eventually, if we put things into perspective, if we show abundant gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by recalling the blessings that I do have. Try the social experiment. When you go to sleep, as you lay on your bed, and as you finish read your dua for sleeping, Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Fatiha, the very last thing that you should do is recite Suratul Kafirun. And the one who is regular with this, our Imam, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated that the person will die with Iman, inshallah ta'ala. So before you reach that stage, the last stage of reading Suratul Kafirun, clear your mind. Take some deep breaths. Calm yourself down. And recall 12 things at least that you are grateful for. And for each one, think. Think about it and say, Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. You gave me Iman. Alhamdulillah. You made me a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. You made me an ummati of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. I thank you, Allah. And like this, you gave me my parents, my siblings, my spouse, my children, each one, this place to stay, this food to eat, access to pure drinking water. For each one, Alhamdulillah. Think about the next one, Alhamdulillah. You gave me these opportunities, at least 12. And then read the Surah Al-Kafirun and sleep away. Allah, this has a very positive impact on the mind. And that's to do with mental health. Parents must be emotionally available for their children. In fact, throughout their life, no matter what the age is, develop a PMA, a positive mental attitude. Build your tolerance, your patience, your endurance. This will help you in your life. That no matter how many times you get knocked down, you're still going to dust yourself, get up, and march forward. That's the only way to ultimately reach your destination. Always try to search for the positive aspects of life. Don't dwell on negative experiences. Use them as building blocks, as stepping stones to better yourself.
The real mistake and failure is not learning from your mistakes and failures. So use any negative failure, mistake in your life to learn from it and to not do it again. So change your strategies. Be grateful. It's also vitally important to have good friends, a positive support structure around you, family, friends, and that also will help greatly during difficult times. Create a schedule, a timetable, plan your day the night before. What do I want to achieve the next day? Improve your skills, social, professional, family, with your colleagues. This automatically will make you more confident. Self-development must never ever stop. Believe in your strengths. Be ambitious, but not to the point where I will tramp over anybody to climb the corporate ladder. That individual is insecure. That individual is a miser. And ultimately, they will be isolated. Because nobody likes people like that. And they will slip and fall into depression, ultimately. But be ambitious, be positive, aim high. Children should be taught, because this idea that we have in school, uni, college, in the workplace about abuse, bullying. Bullying is abuse. Mental, verbal, or in many instances, physical. If it's happening, you need to cut your losses. Do yourself a favor. All those so-called friends who are taking you to places of sin, they are pulling you down into the pits of the hellfire. They are holding your hands with a smile on their faces, pulling you to the hellfire. Snip it. Cut your losses. You don't need them. Rather you be alone than be in bad company. And it's better to be in good company than being alone. And Dawood Islam is there. Dawood Islam is there for us, for you, for me, to empower us by creating platforms, places, facilities, Islamic centers, Madani Marakis, where we can receive ongoing training, even online. Whatever Islam prohibits, any sane and intelligent person who can understand why. Because those things are unhealthy, destructive, and bad for us. It's no good. Look at alcohol. Look at the stats. How many innocent lives are lost because of alcohol? The drunkard comes home and unalivens his family, abuses his family, or causes the death of innocent people on the roads. Look at drugs, same thing, gambling. It does not just destroy an individual, but a family is broken apart to pieces. So whatever Islam, riba, interest, usury, premarital, extramarital relationship, zina, fornication, adultery, all of these things, lies, backbiting, jealousy, malice. Islam only prohibits that which is no good for the human being. So teach our children, if they are experiencing abuse, bullying, they must never be afraid to discuss it with their parents, with their teachers, or somebody that they trust a lot. Because the abuse will continue. It will continue to affect them mentally. And when we see their grades, their marks dropping down, we need to have such a relationship with our kids where they feel confident to approach us no matter how sensitive the matter is. Rather, they ask you, then ask some stranger out there, then ask their friends who have no life experience. Abuse can only be stopped if other people know about it and do something about it. If they don't talk about it, the abuse continues, and we know in worst case scenarios, people have turned to ending their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our offspring. And third, it brings us to the third category, which is spiritual health, which we'll cover very briefly after this short break. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about keeping promise, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's life gives us a beautiful example. Because Aka alayhi salat wa taslim's life is a role model for us to follow. Before the announcement of prophethood, once a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you stay here, I come back. That person went, but he forgot to come back. After 3 days, he came back to the same place. And he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waiting there for him. And he was surprised to see Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim that he was present sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waiting for him there. MashaAllah. Look at the mercy of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The husni akhlaq. The good conduct of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. That he alayhi salatu wa taslim did not scold him or he did not show any anger. Only said this, O person, you put me in hardship by doing this. This example is enough for us to understand the importance of keeping your words. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us tawfiq that whenever we give words or we make promise, we should fulfill our promise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. You know, one of the great, enormous benefits of being part of the success of Dawood Islami, part of this fragrant Madani environment is, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, you always be learning something of benefit, something practical. You'll always receive motivation to follow the injunctions of the glorious Quran, to follow the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah. And there's so many facilities and activities. The 12 Madani activities are there. The daily nek amal, pious deeds is there. Daily dars is there. Weekly sunnah inspired ijtima. The weekly booklet is there. The monthly Fizani Madina magazine is there. The monthly qafilas travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dozens of courses online, on-site, face-to-face are available. And of course, Madani channel is there as well. So don't delay. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Be very careful of shaitan's trickeries. He will trick you. He will make it seem like, no, you don't need this. Or he'll try to. Be careful. Be very careful. Shaitan will hit you directly or through other people who seem intelligent and eloquent and smart and full of education. But be careful. Dawood Islami is there to extend the invitation of Islam to others and to bring back wayward Muslims who have gone off track. And as a support structure for those who are trying to practice. Join today, don't delay. We've covered physical health, mental health, and the most important of all, spiritual health. This actually can be achieved with our sincere devotion, loyalty to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. Through our a'mal, our good deeds, our salas, our prayers, our du'as, recital of the glorious Qur'an, understanding it, implementing it, studying the seerah biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understanding, applying it, keeping company of good righteous, pious
people.
And so we need to enhance this. And we need to keep checking on these things. It doesn't mean, okay, for 6 months, I've been working on my physical, mental, spiritual health, and I've reached a nice, you know, a level that I'm satisfied with. Now, okay, let me take a break, 1 month break. You're going to fall right down because nafs, the self, the desires, nafs is there. Shaitan is there. And they're going to pull you down right to the bottom. Monitoring is required. If we think of our lives as a tree, then our physical health is like the branches of the tree. The mental health is like the trunk of the tree. And the spiritual health is like the roots that dig deep into the soil. The roots were spiritual health. The trunk, mental health. The branches, that would be the physical health. If these things are healthy, starting with the roots, then subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you will have wonderful, delicious fruits to enjoy. The fruits of life. Living life to the best. To gain the maximum benefits. So this most important aspect of our lives is, guess what? The most neglected. The most neglected. A person will go to the gym every day. A person will do some course to enhance their skills. A person will eat good, will do everything material, will concentrate on their physical and mental health. But the spirituality, the roots, little or no attention. It goes without saying that exceptions are there, of course. Of course. But the vast majority of us, how much attention do I pay to my roots, to my spiritual health? If the roots are not nourished properly, the entire tree is affected. The whole tree is affected. Perhaps this is one of the main reasons that we don't have sukoon, tranquility, peace, contentment. Even if a person is keeping physically fit and has mental well-being, but something is missing. We just have to look at people like the celebrities, the so-called stars. Look at their lives. It seems like they, you know, they've got it all. The popularity, the fame, the name, the wealth, the connections, the contacts. It seems like, you know, hey, they're living in the house, the mansion, the palace. Look at their vehicles, look at their cars, look at their bank balance. It's like, you know, they've got it all. But the majority of them can't maintain their marriages. Majority of them, either their marriages end up in divorce, or they're alcoholics, or they're drug addicts, or they're addicted to gambling. And they've got a whole host of so many problems. They can't even sleep at night. So there is something that we can do in order to enhance and improve our spiritual well-being, our spiritual health. We need to have a constructive, productive, positive support structure, which Dawat-e-Islami offers. Reconnect to the glorious Quran, study the seerah, and apply it in your life gradually, one by one, one sunnah at a time. And I mentioned briefly, nek a'mal, pious deeds, which is a program essentially, that is filled out every single day. That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to ask yourself several questions every day, also weekly and monthly.
and you're going to check the boxes, put it or leave a zero. When I did this or I didn't do it, go to App Store, go to Play Store. It's a free download and it's a game changer. Any Muslim who truly wants to reform themselves without waiting for somebody to come and help us to change, get it, download it, and start implementing. And you will see how you slowly climb this spiritual ladder towards spiritual growth, spiritual well-being, and spiritual health. Until next time, enjoy your Eid responsibly. If you do good, if you think good, you'll do and say good, and good things will happen, inshallah ta'ala. Keep safe and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A tired heart begins anew when faith returns pure and true. When faith returns pure and true, spiritual renewal.